It's you. You're alive. It really worked. I'm so glad we get to meet again. Oh, I suppose I'm being a bit weird. I mean, I don't remember exactly what I did at the start of the day, but from your point of view, I probably left for work just a few minutes ago for my job at the lab. But that wasn't me. That's why I'm dressed differently in this jumpsuit. Well, it was me, but it isn't me. Okay, I'm not explaining this well at all. Let me put it like this. Right now, I'm driving to work. But at some point in the next 8 years after that, I will help develop the superliminal transtemporal gateway as part of the work I'm doing now into exotic physics. After my sterling work in building it, I'm going to be one of the first temporal crisis adjustment teams. A time traveler. As for what we do, do you remember that time the TXD fungus outbreak destroyed 25% of the global food supply? Or that time the terrorists held the world to ransom with a stolen nuclear bomb? Of course you don't. You're welcome. The short version is, we're dispatched to historical crises that are affecting the near future to nip them in the bud early. There's a limit to how far back we can go before the paradox factor would become unmanageable. The mnemonic stress would reach critical levels, and you've got no idea what I'm talking about, do you? The important thing is, I am your wife, just from 10 years in the future. The reason I'm here today is I'm about to do something incredibly unethical in the name of saving your life. Brace yourself. Yeah, it's a lunchbox. It contains a chocolate bar, a tuna mayo sandwich, and two bananas. See, if you have a packed lunch today, you won't go out on your break to get a chicken salad. So you won't be walking under that rusty old air conditioner unit when it comes loose and it hits you. And you'll still be alive in my time. You'd better be alive, you hear me? So that means eating healthier, actually doing something about that gym membership, and forgetting all about buying a motorbike. But, hey, you don't need to stay with me if it doesn't go that way. I hope it will. I never got to tell you that I love you this morning. And at the back of my mind, when I was developing Gateway, learning the rules of time travel, I was hoping I could change it. I've been planning this for a while, and I really did it. When I go back to my own time, my memories will adjust, and I'll remember doing this. But I'll also remember all the time we've had together. Since you're still alive. So, I should get going. It's just so good to see you. I thought I'd never hear your voice or touch you or I didn't realize how much I missed you. I can stay a little longer. Hey, it's me. I forgot my phone and... What the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, that's right. I came back in. I totally forgot. Baby? Baby, what the hell is this? Who is this woman? Why are you kissing her? Oh my god. She even looks like me, just with worse hair. Couldn't you be any more original? Get out of my house right now, you bitch. Listen, when you were six, you got a pet rabbit named Flopsy. But it was only called Flopsy because your parents rejected General Woundwort. But you called it that anyway when they weren't listening. How do you know that? Everyone thinks you just work with keeping atomic clock steady. But you're really studying cutting-edge time manipulation technology. You even had to lie to your husband. That's top secret. There's no way you... No. No way I could know. Unless I remember it. No way. Holy shit. You're... Me? I will be. It works. I mean, it's going to work. Yeah. Project Zervin is successful. But how did you overcome the tachyon slipstream effect? Or the infinite pseudomass paradox? Well, it was just a question of injecting the right number of exotic quarks into the space tunnel phase array, and then moderating the gluon flow with... Actually, you're gonna need to figure this out for yourself. Because you will. Oh. Wow. I guess I should accept the job offer then. But... Why am I here now? Because your husband would have died in 5 hours if I hadn't. Oh my god. Are you sure? No, of course you're sure. Don't worry. It's safe now. Thank you. Or thank me? This is confusing. I literally can't even think about this, but, baby, you were really gonna die. You mean I would have just gone off to work, and that would have been the last time I'd ever see you, if I hadn't turned up? You'd have left the house by now, so... Yeah. It was. Would have been. I mean. But Why were you kissing him? Because I've missed kissing him.
Yeah, but I'm his wife.
Well, I'm his widow. It's not cheating if it's with me.
And technically.
But what exactly would you have done if I hadn't come back?
Just a kiss. That was all.
So why were you grabbing his butt?
I missed him, okay?
Like, really missed him. You'd have fucked him. Admit it. I'm you, remember? I couldn't have changed that much. You've got the same appetite as me. And that's before being starved for however many years. You were totally about to fuck him.
That would be incredibly unprofessional.
And using the limitless power of time travel to save one person isn't. I mean, I'm really grateful.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I was just... wasn't thinking straight. After worrying so much about saving him.
Hey, you don't need to apologize to me. I'm you, remember?
Was, however this works. And I owe you, don't I? What are you getting at?
You know what I'm getting at.
Remember when you were me? You know what I'm talking about, don't you, baby? How we just can't keep our hands off each other since we got married.
You were right. You're me, so it's not cheating. Right, honey?
I mean, I can just wait till I get back to my time and then meet future you. Right, baby?
It's not a big deal.
Listen, you just saved the life of my husband. Our husband.
So,
stop making excuses and kiss him again.
Oh. You do feel good.
Make a little room.
Oh, what are you?
Come on. Even if a few years have passed, you're still me. I don't think you've lost my curiosity. Or my love of trying something new in the bedroom. You know as well as me that I thought about doing a threesome, but I couldn't think of a guy or girl I trusted enough to ask. But if it's me and me, then it's more like masturbation, right?
Well, when you put it like that, I did kind of wonder.
But what about you, darling? Are you okay with this? This must be all incredibly weird.
Oh.
There's your answer. Let me get round the back. How does it feel, baby? You haven't got more of me than you can handle, have you? You must be experiencing a certain euphoria being saved from a doom you didn't even realize was waiting for you. A certain surge in arousal is to be expected.
If you mean he's rock hard, I could have guessed that.
Get your clothes off. Now.
No, I don't care that you're going to be late for work. You can call in sick or something. Now I know how close I came to losing you. I want to just grab onto you and not let go. Is this all right, baby? I know it's a lot to take in, and I don't want to pressure you. Well, judging by how he's kissing you, I'd say he seems pretty grateful. Hey, this might sound a bit shallow, but do you still find me sexy? I mean, it's been 10 years, and he doesn't seem to mind. It's nice to know I'll grow up to be a bit of a MILF. Hey, I don't even have children. What if I go back and it turns out we've had children? And they'll suddenly be remembering about... Not that there's any pressure. We can worry about that later. For now, it's good to see I still look fabulous in that jumpsuit. But it really needs to come off. Oh. I've forgotten how horny I could get. Admit it. This isn't anything to do with being grateful to see me. You're just a kinky girl who wants to literally go fuck herself. Maybe. Wait a minute. If I touch my future self, will it cause the universe to explode? Don't worry. The chance of omnipresent termination collapse if you touch your past self is less than 5%. I'm joking. We can touch as much as we'd like. It's so hot seeing myself from the outside. And you too, baby. Just watching you make out with her. Peeling that suit off her shoulders, kissing down her neck. Don't mind me, baby. I'm just getting your shirt open. You focus on her. Oh, you can't imagine how long I've wanted to touch you again. She looks hungry. Not that I blame her. I can't imagine doing without you for 10 years. Am I hogging him? No. It's really cool to watch you... Watch me... From the outside. I never realized how hot I look when you kiss my neck like that, baby. Such a sexy expression. Oh. This is embarrassing. But... Also kind of hot. Come on. Let's get behind you. Lift those breasts out of your bra. That's good. You like seeing her play with my tits. Hey, baby. Now I understand why you like playing with mine so much. Come on. Let's tag team her. Lean in. And suck on those lovely nipples. Oh, this is so naughty. But it's so much fun. Come here. Let me see if I'm a good kisser. Wow. I think I got better. Hey. Someone might be feeling left out. Oh, yes. Baby. Get back on that couch. Because we are gonna suck you silly. Get his pants open. Look at you, baby.
Did we do that?
Who goes first?
Well, I can say with total certainty that I was here first.
Very funny.
But I'm the one kneeling in front of him. So...
Wow, you're really going at him. I guess you really did miss him. Okay, but I get the top half of him. You like that, baby? Me just straddling you while she's sucking you and... Yeah. Grab my ass. Pull my skirt up. Take your fingers in. You're just about ripping my suit off, baby. She must really be doing a number on you. You're already this hot. It sounds like I've still got a lot to learn.
Well, you know, I still had needs these last 10 years.
My turn? Switch places, switch places.
Thank you.
Wow, she's right. It does look hot from the outside. Seeing your cock pushing between her lips. Seeing the bulge in her cheek. I've forgotten how much I used to enjoy this. And just looking up. Yeah. Like she's doing. Looking up to see your face. Hey. Can I be a bit greedy? I really want to fuck you first. Yeah. Touch me down there. See how wet I am. I've waited so long for this chance. I had no idea if it would work. And the relief is just so...
Fine. You saved his life. You can be a bit greedy.
Lay back, darling. Let me straddle you. And... Yeah. Go slow. I want to see it.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, I miss this so fucking bad. Kiss my nipples. Fuck, I've forgotten how much you liked them. Oh, yes. Baby, don't think you can forget about me.
Oh, of course.
Here, darling. Lay down on the couch. So she can get on your face.
You read my mind.
That's what I would have done.
Yes.
You're really going for it, baby. Yeah, get your tongue in there.
Reach around. Don't forget to keep thrusting. Just like that. Just a bit of self-love. Yes, baby. Right there. Just like that. Just like that. You look so hot, riding his face while I fuck him. Hey, darling. Can you breathe all right? I don't want to have to save you again. You're doing such a good job, baby. Both of us. We're feeling so good. Just like that. Just like that. Hey. Can I touch you? Touch all you want. It's your body, isn't it? It feels so different from touching myself, though. These hips. These breasts. That pussy. Yeah. Let's get each other off.
Yes.
Oh, you're great. I mean, you're really fucking me really well too, baby. And you're eating me out so good. But we know this body better than anyone else could. He sped up. And started rubbing. I remember. You never settle in bed, darling. You always wanted to be the best lover I ever had. And by the looks of it, you can handle two of me. Building.
Oh, me too.
Oh, rub me faster. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, having two hands on my clit.
Oh, same here.
You really know what I like. Oh, but so does he. Oh, baby, you're so fucking hot. You're so hot when you're improving yourself. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, here he comes. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah, baby, you're coming back. Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
Fuck.
You looked amazing.
I didn't realize how much I needed it.
Wait.
We didn't forget someone.
Oh, darling, we could never forget you.
Move up.
Yeah.
I want to suck him. Wait. Let's try something different.
Shuffle up.
Mm-hmm. Put your breasts on his thighs, opposite mine, and then let's just shuffle together.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Hey, I've had a lot of time to imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, look at his cock between them. Oh, sorry, darling, but there's no way out from our boobs. You're trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just gonna have to lie back and take it. And take it as we tit fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels so good pressing up against you when our nipples touch.
Oh, it feels just as good for me.
Mm. Well, of course it would. They're the same pair of tits. Even if mine are a bit softer.
Yeah,
but mine are at least 5% perkier. Come here. This feels so good, you know? Seeing you from the outside. All those little worries I had about my body just feel so unnecessary now. You're so beautiful. Same for you. I need to rediscover that sense of naughtiness, of adventure. And you, baby, you're loving this, aren't you? Your wife and your wife, just squeezing that cock between our four beautiful tits, squeezing them around it, gliding our bodies up and down each other. Mmm. I think he's gonna come. Of course. He can barely handle two of my tits. Never mind four.
Oh, darling.
You look so cute when you bite your lip like that. Hey, look. He actually thinks he can hold out. Make it last a bit longer.
Sorry, darling. But we're not showing any mercy.
And we know you can't resist us. You don't want to resist us.
Yeah. Just let go, baby.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, between our tits. Mm-hmm. Come all over the both of us.
That's it. I need to feel it again.
Come on. Come on.
Come for us.
Yeah.
Just cover us.
Come.
Yes.
Just come. Let it out.
That's an
order. Let it out.
Oh, he's twitching.
That's it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Gonna
come between our tits.
I'll come between our fucking tits like that.
Yeah.
So, baby, come all over our tits.
There he goes.
Yes.
Wow, that was a lot.
Wow. I'm covered.
Me too.
Look at all of that.
Wow. You were great, baby. I don't want to brag, but I think I was amazing. By which I mean you.
Oh.
Now that I've saved your life, could you not mess up the timeline by playing a role in any central world-shaking events? Okay? Just checking. No, I absolutely have to get back before the agency suspects anything. Speaking of getting to work, we both need to get a move on, baby. Just take care of him, you hear? Till you become me. You know you don't have to ask that. And hey, when I do become you, I'll get to experience this from the other side.
Thank you. Thank you for making so much effort to save our husband. Anytime. Literally.